Hi, everybody. Welcome back to For You. I'm Rainbow.
I'm Kat.
All right, yesterday we talked about the lady and the tiger, and we have this fable. Now, the story happened a long, long time ago.
Right,
There
once
was a
upon a time.
lady
Yeah.
and a tiger behind a door, behind two doors,
Okay, I was
identical
gonna say,
doors.
one lady and a tiger behind one door? I don't think so.
What happened? Why are there two doors?
So it's about this king. This king has some very wild ideas for how he wants to punish criminals, which means like people who committed a crime. And so he's thinking that he's going to set up this arena, which has the two doors, two identical doors, so you can't tell which is which. And behind one door is the very hungry tiger, which will eat the criminal. And behind the other door is this lady. I don't know if she's a beautiful lady, not beautiful lady, but he has to marry her right there on the spot, no matter what.
But there's a plot twist, which means there's a big problem.
Dun
What
dun
did we
dun.
know? What happened?
The king's daughter is in love with somebody.
Is the king going to punish him?
I don't know. I think we're gonna have to read today and find out what happens.
Let's find out.
Reading. The Lady or the Tiger? The king immediately put the young man his daughter loved in jail. Some of his servants hunted for the fiercest tiger they could find. Others looked for the woman who would be the best wife for the man. While they searched, the princess attempted to help her lover. She found out which door the tiger would be behind and which door the lady would be behind. But the princess also discovered the lady's identity. She was a beautiful young woman whom the princess had often seen the young man chatting with. The princess hated this lady because she disliked having competition. For many days and nights, the princess wondered what to tell the young man. Finally, it was the day of the trial. When the man walked into the arena, he bowed to the king and looked up at the princess for assistance. As everyone looked at the man, she quickly pointed to a door. Instantly, the man approached the door on the right and threw it open. It was the door that the princess had pointed at, and inside was...
All right, so let's continue with this drama. The king immediately put the young man his daughter loved in jail.
So mean!
So
Why?
He made him a criminal.
Just for loving his daughter? I don't know. That seems a little harsh.
Fathers, we don't know what's going on.
Gosh, I guess they don't want their daughters to be, you know, in love with people. Whatever. But anyway, some of his servants, some of the king's servants, hunted for the fiercest tiger they could find. Okay, so they're looking for a very fierce tiger. And here we've got a phrase, which is hunt for something. Usually when we're hunting for something, like an animal, you're trying to find it so you can shoot it and take it home and eat the meat or something. But they're not going to kill this tiger. They're looking for a live one, because if they have a dead tiger, he can't really eat anybody, right?
They want to put the man in the arena. I think that's what's going to happen.
I think so too. Yeah. Okay, so they're looking for a very fierce tiger. Fierce is an adjective that means something is likely to attack. It's very mean, or it's easy to make angry, and it won't back down. A fierce tiger will quickly attack and it'll never back down until he's taken his victim out. So fierce can also mean brave, though. It can mean a good thing. Like if you're a fierce competitor, means you're somebody who goes all in for contests and you always want to keep going. You will never give up until the competition is over. So here's another example for fierce. My dog is a fierce protector of our family. She'll never let anyone or anything hurt us, no matter what.
Wow, that's a great protector dog.
Yes, that's a good example of fierce.
Yeah.
So this tiger's very fierce. Then others looked for the woman who would be the best wife for the man. Well, that's kind of nice.
Wow.
At least it's not a bad wife.
All right. So what happens next? While they searched, the princess attempted to help her lover. So here we have a verb, attempt. So attempt means to try to do something, especially something difficult. So attempting to help the lover means trying to help him, even though it's a very impossible situation. So I have a few sentences for you. He attempted to escape through a window. So he tried to get out. Or I could say, he attempted a joke, but no one laughed.
Ha ha! Nobody laughed. Yeah.
So if we talk about something a little more in the professional field, in law, an attempted crime is somebody that tries to do something, but this thing was not successful. For example, we can say attempted murder means somebody tried to kill somebody, but it didn't work out. Okay, maybe he was caught. Or an attempted robbery, trying to rob a bank, but he got caught or something happened. So
right.
The attempted crime is an unsuccessful crime.
Right, they couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
So she attempted to help her lover, and this is how. She found out which door the tiger would be behind and which door the lady would be behind. So I wonder what she's going to do. Okay, so we're looking here at this phrase, find out, from the last sentence. Find out means you discover something, or you search for some information, and you found it. The princess wanted to know about those doors. She wanted to know what was behind the doors, so she looked for the truth. When she found it out, she understood what was really true, or what was really going to happen. When you find something out, it means you get to know new information, and it doesn't matter if you're looking for it or not. So she was looking for it. Maybe you're not looking for it and you just find it out by surprise. So here's an example. I found out that my older sister is having a baby. She told my mom and my mom told me.
All right, so let's see what happens next. But the princess also discovered the lady's identity. So identity, this is a noun. It's who a person is or the qualities of a person or a group that make them different from others. Now, when we talk about an identity, it's who you are. So we can say identity card or ID. That's like, you know, your Taiwanese ID is the little card that you need. Or in the case of foreigners, we have an ARC, which is a form of ID or identification. Or we can have passports that are IDs, etc. Okay, so I have two sentences for you about identity. I think my job gives me a sense of identity. It means I feel like I belong, okay? Or I feel like I'm doing something I should be doing. I learn more about myself at this job, so I know about my identity, who I am. Okay, next sentence. Jason was quite certain about his attacker's identity. So he's pretty sure he knows who attacked him.
Yeah, he knows who it is.
He could describe.
Yeah. Right, yeah. So she finds out which tiger or the lady will be behind. She also finds out the lady's identity. And what do we know about that?
Who's she?
She was a beautiful young woman whom the princess had often seen the young man chatting with. Sounds like she could be competition.
Jealous.
Yep. Okay, so we're looking at a word here which is chat. Chat is a verb that's about talking in a casual or relaxed way, like me and Rainbow do a lot. Chatting usually is between people who have a good relationship. They can talk about something for a few minutes or make some nice conversation. It's not going to be anything deep or serious, but usually topics like how's life? Or talking about the weather or the news. The princess has seen this man that she loves chatting and having fun talking with this young woman, so she feels some kind of way. Did you know that chat can also be a noun, like have a chat with somebody? But here, let's take a look at an example of the verb, chat. Jamie and Casey met on the street and started chatting, and they decided to set up a friends date sometime soon.
Alright, so what happens next? The princess hated this lady because she disliked having competition. So as Kat predicted, someone's not happy.
Yeah.
Dislike. So D-I-S means not, and then like. So dislike means to not like someone or something. So what are some things that you dislike?
I dislike tomatoes.
Ooh.
Yeah. I also dislike when people are not paying attention to what's around them and they are walking in front of you and being very slow.
Oh, or they're on their phones. Or there's like a couple who like are so, they're like so slow.
Or even, you know, three friends, one, two, three, right next to each other. Guys, don't walk like that on the sidewalk, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I dislike very loud, sudden noises.
Oh.
Like if there's somebody who's screaming. Yeah. Or like just like any very, very sudden noise. I'm just like, oh my God, I can't handle this.
Yeah.
All right, I have a sentence for you. I have always disliked that feeling of fullness after a large meal. You feel like everything's bursting open.
You feel like you're going to pop.
And you have to unbutton your pants. You're like, oh my gosh.
Wow. So she dislikes this lady because she is competition.
Ooh.
Competition refers to the people or the groups that are competing against you. Maybe this lady doesn't know that the princess is competing against her, but the princess thinks this lady is competing against her for the young man's affections. Means like she thinks that this lady probably wants her boyfriend for herself.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So competition we usually talk about when there's an informal competition. It's like when we're racing.
Mm-hmm.
Like if me and Kat have to run somewhere, there's like a competition. But when we're talking about relationships, competition is like stealing somebody's boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah, and that could be bad.
Scary.
Yes.
All right, what happens next?
For many days and nights, the princess wondered what to tell the young man. So she's got a lot to think about, definitely. Finally, it was the day of the trial.
Dun, dun, dun.
So much suspense.
When the man walked into the arena, he bowed to the king and looked up at the princess for assistance.
Huh, so maybe he knows that she's helping him.
Ooh, it's like a secret. All right, so somebody's looking to someone for assistance. Assistance is the noun form, which means help. Okay, so if you're looking for somebody for assistance, is you're looking for them to help you. Now, we also have the verb form assist, okay? Or we can say assistant, that's somebody who helps somebody as a job. So if we have a big boss, his assistant is the one that takes care of his schedule or does some planning or gets his coffee, something like that. So when we talk about a certain type of assistance, we can use a formal term, financial assistance. Financial assistance refers to money that is loaned or given to you from the government or an official group, okay? Or we can say government assistance. Government assistance is when the government gives money or loans money to an individual or somebody that needs it to do something important.
Okay, so the man goes into the arena. He bows to the king. He looks to the princess for assistance. Please help me, princess. And then as everyone looked at the man, she quickly pointed to a door. Instantly, the man approached the door on the right and threw it open. Okay, so he's confident in his choice because maybe that's what she told him to do.
He trusts her.
Yeah. So approach here is a verb which means come up to something or somebody. We approach the place we need to go. However, we can also use this about transportation. You hear it a lot when you are riding the MRT, like the train is approaching the station when it's almost there. Maybe you'll hear, we are now approaching Taipei Main Station, something like that. So approach can also be a noun. It also means the way you decide to do something. Like, let's take a creative approach to this project, or let's take a different approach this time. Let's try a new way. So here's another example for you. Ellie approached the man at the bus stop to ask him for some change.
Please give me money!
Maybe she doesn't have enough change. Maybe she only has really big bills and she doesn't have any money on her Easy card, so she might need some change to ride the bus.
Yeah. But if this happens to you in Taiwan, be careful.
Why?
Because they probably just want money. I've seen this man ask, do you have some change? And I gave him like 20 in T, right? So like
it's
4 hours later, when my friend and I came back from the hike, he was still asking people for change.
Did he recognize you? No, so he asked you for change again?
I ran up, like, I left, like, I ran away. I was he's doing this. And my friend was like, yeah, you're too nice. So some people, when they're asking you and approaching you, be careful. Think about what they want first.
Right.
Okay. All right, so what happens next?
He approaches the door, throws it open,
It was the door that the princess had pointed at.
Okay.
And inside was...
Da-da-da. It doesn't finish. Do we know?
Are we not going to find out today?
I don't know, but we have one more grammar point, so at least we can end with that. Okay,
all right.
And this is it is or was.
Okay, yeah. So we can approach this it is or was plus a noun phrase, and then we have the that clause. So we can emphasize particular words or expressions by putting everything else into something called a relative clause, except for the emphasized part. So this kind of sentence is actually called a cleft sentence.
Cleft sentence. Doesn't that mean it's kind of apart?
Yeah, it's kind of split.
Okay.
So what happens after we can look at this cleft sentence?
Hmm.
Okay, by looking at this preparatory, the it in the cleft sentence, the word can be used to emphasize something that's joined together, usually by a relative clause, that.
Okay.
So it was something, something, that, something, something.
Okay. Like the princess had pointed at one of the doors and inside was a tiger or a lady or nothing. We don't know. So in order to emphasize that door in question was the one she pointed at, not some other door, thus, the sentence looks like, it was the door that the princess had pointed at. It was the door that the princess had pointed at. And inside, blah, blah, blah. Let's take another look at a sentence. My mom called me yesterday. To emphasize that it was my mom and not somebody else who called me, I could say, it was my mom that called me yesterday. Or it was my mom who called me yesterday. If I was going to emphasize it was yesterday and not some other day my mom called me, I could change it to, it was yesterday that my mom called me.
Right, so depending on what's placed first, that's the subject that you're going to focus on.
Yeah, so you can actually mix up a sentence like this.
Right, all right. So we're kind of nervous because we don't know what's going on, but
yeah.
We have to go to a wrap-up first.
Mm-hmm.
For You Chat.
For You Chat. All right, we have a very interesting question today. It says, If you were the princess, would you tell the man to go to the lady or the tiger? That's our first question. Our second question is, if you were the man, would you do what she said? Kat, let's answer the first one first.
All right, I will answer the first question knowing myself and not, you know, pretending that I'm, you know, a princess with a totally different personality. If it was me, I would tell the man to go to the lady. And I would be very sad about that. And, you know, of course, he would probably have to marry her. But if I tell the man to go to the lady, there is a chance that in the future I can get him back.
Oh.
If he goes to the tiger, he dies. And I never see him again.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I also would not kill the man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, I don't want to kill people.
I don't. Yeah. Same here.
I don't know. But maybe you think like, oh, if you were the man or if you were the lady, you would want to kill this guy because you're too jealous. I'm not sure. Different people think different things. You can't really judge.
I think so, too. If you were the man, would you do what she said?
If I were the man, would I do what she said? Huh. Knowing that my princess is very hot-blooded, maybe I wouldn't.
Ooh.
Maybe I would do the other thing. Maybe I would take... Maybe I would just close my eyes and randomly point to a door after spinning around. Maybe I would spin around and point at a wall or something.
Yeah, I think I would definitely have to, like, decide based on whether I trusted the princess or not.
True.
Right? Because
yes.
If I did trust her, I'd probably go for it. But if I knew she was hot-blooded and I didn't trust that she had my best interests in mind, I would choose the other one. So it depends on the relationship.
It depends, yes.
All right. Well, you guys can talk about what you would choose if you were the princess and if you were the man, what you would choose. And we'll be back to talk about this more.
The lady or the tiger? The king immediately put the young man his daughter loved in jail. Some of his servants hunted for the fiercest tiger they could find. Others looked for the woman who would be the best wife for the man. While they searched, the princess attempted to help her lover. She found out which door the tiger would be behind and which door the lady would be behind. But the princess also discovered the lady's identity. She was a beautiful young woman whom the princess had often seen the young man chatting with. The princess hated this lady because she disliked having competition. For many days and nights, the princess wondered what to tell the young man. Finally, it was the day of the trial. When the man walked into the arena, he bowed to the king and looked up at the princess for assistance. As everyone looked at the man, she quickly pointed to a door. Instantly, the man approached the door on the right and threw it open. It was the door that the princess had pointed at, and inside was...
Vocabulary Review.
Fierce. The rich man kept three fierce dogs in his front yard to prevent thieves from breaking in. Attempt. The teacher attempted to make the students pay attention by playing an interesting video in class. Identity. The police still don't know the thief's identity. They just know what he looks like. Chat. Patrick spends 2 hours a day chatting with his girlfriend on his cell phone. Dislike. Olivia dislikes every outdoor activity and enjoys sitting on the couch watching TV. Approach. Please keep away from the train as it approaches the platform.